Illinois Department of Public Health data show McLean County with the lowest rate of sexually transmitted diseases among similar counterparts in central Illinois. WGLT's Mary Cullen speaks with the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health, Dr. Ngozi Ezike, about how low STD rates don't necessarily mean fewer infected persons.
STDs are very common. It's one of our most prevalent infections of all possible infections. Affects people of all ages, across all socioeconomic status, all racial and ethnic groups. So very, very prevalent.
The Illinois Department of Public Health tracks cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. But first, I want us to look at the first two, so chlamydia and gonorrhea. McLean County, in particular, appears to have a significantly lower STD rates of chlamydia and gonorrhea per capita than its relatable counties in Champaign, Peoria, and Sangamon. Is there any reasoning for that?
It's pretty hard to pinpoint the specific factor that would cause one STI to be slightly elevated versus another. Obviously, all of these infections are transmitted in similar manners. It's the same type of activities that will result in the infection. And so it's a little bit difficult to say why one factor that may be the cause for the elevation.
So looking deeper into McLean County's numbers specifically, there's a noticeable spike in chlamydia rates between 2011 and 2012. Is there a reason why that spike is there?
It could be that there was an intensive effort for testing, and that more aggressive testing resulted in the identification of more cases. Again, it would be hard to speculate much further than that.
Right. Now, you bring up an interesting point in the testing. In order to get an STD rate for a county, people need to go in and get tested for STDs. Is it required? How often do people have to get tested?
So there is no requirement to get testing, and that is an important point. People on their own volition will agree to be tested. Of course, a lot of that might be driven by your provider. If your provider offers it and you accept it, or if your provider makes it a part of routine testing, the way they might check blood work for elevated, you know, potassium or sodium, if they were also just checking for STIs, you would have more people getting tested and you might identify more cases. If it's something that's never brought up, it may be less likely that someone would request it on their own, especially in the absence of symptoms. And so then you might have falsely depressed levels detected.
Now, when it comes to testing, how common is it for someone to present at a doctor's office and say, you know, I'm having these symptoms, I'm not really sure what it is, and have their STD be misdiagnosed?
So in the scenario that you're describing, where somebody actually has symptoms that are common for sexually transmitted infections, that's more likely to give you the right result. The flip side is the point that the most common presentation of STIs is no symptoms. And so people who have no symptoms are not as inclined to go seek treatment because they don't think they have anything to be treated. So if people are not routinely testing, a lot of infection can be missed. And let me just state, just for clarity, that STIs, sexually transmitted infections, are the same thing being referred to when we call sexually transmitted diseases, STDs.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mary Cullen speaking with Dr. Ngozi Ezike, Director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. So I want to get back to the numbers that we were discussing earlier. We were talking about McLean County, and, you know, McLean County has these lower numbers. You were saying there's not really a good way to pinpoint what the reasoning is behind that. But I do want to point out that looking at the other end of the spectrum, if we're still looking at those chlamydia and gonorrhea rates per capita, Peoria County is significantly higher than the other three counties that I mentioned. That's McLean, Champaign, and Sangamon counties. I know you said earlier there's not a way to pinpoint a possible reasoning behind that. But when you're looking at the rates in Peoria, one might conclude that there's a problem in the county when looking at these STD rates and seeing that they're higher. Is there such thing as an STD epidemic? Is there a reason to be concerned?
I don't think it's overcalling it to say that we have a problem with STIs. I think it suggests that there's a lot of work to be done in this space, whether it's around education, around how people can acquire these infections, whether there's a lack of education on prevention. I think we don't want to discourage testing. We absolutely want to promote testing. And usually the more you test something, the more you'll find it. So I don't want to necessarily say that there's a problem in Peoria. I would say that we want to continue promoting testing, and maybe we need more testing in some of these other counties.
Just clarify what you're saying there. It sounds like, you know, maybe Peoria is just doing a good job at testing its residents. Is that kind of what you're getting at?
Yeah, it could be that they're more actively testing to identify these cases where perhaps some other counties do not have as robust a testing program.
Now, I want to talk about a third STD that the Illinois Department of Public Health tracks, which is syphilis. So the department breaks syphilis rates into two different categories. It's the primary and secondary syphilis and early syphilis. Could you explain what the difference is between the two?
Well, syphilis is a complicated disease that actually goes through stages. So the bacterial infection starts off on its initial presentation with a sore that usually appears either near the genitals or the anus or the mouth. And so that might come up, you know, a week or up to even maybe 3 months after the exposure. But then after a while, that sore heals, goes away, and then the next stage is that it develops into a rash, and you might have, you know, spotted palms or spotted soles, and so that's how it looks in what we call the secondary stage. And then there's also, you know, a third or tertiary stage. So syphilis is just described in terms of the stages that it goes through, and when you caught it, when the physician may have caught it. Based on the stage you're in, you might need a different treatment plan.
So my final question here, I know we talked about the importance of getting, first off, tested and then following up with treatment afterwards if you are found with an STD. So when talking about ways to tackle these rates and prevent them from climbing, what are these next steps? What does the public need to know?
Well, we always want to start with prevention. Prevention is the first key. But we also, once you are dealing with an acute infection, we have to remember a partner treatment. So if you identify an infection and get treated, but resume unprotected activity with an untreated partner, you will get the infection again. So you're not immune after getting the infection and getting treated. So having your partner treated is very important. We want people to know that you can reduce your risk by using condoms, by minimizing the number of partners. Of course, abstinence is the most basic way to prevent infection. But we want people also to make sure that they are testing. The frequency of testing is going to be dependent on individual people's practices, but state and local health departments have resources, as well as physicians in clinics and hospitals. So we want to have frequent, regular testing, and we want to also, of course, encourage safer sex practices, abstinence when that's applicable, and just monogamy as much as possible.
That is WGLT's Mary Cullen speaking with Dr. Ngozi Azike, Director of the Illinois Department of Public Health.